With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve has made a decision to lower its key interest rate a bit, despite not knowing all the details about the U.S. economy right now, largely because of the fact that not all the government data that they normally rely on to make such decisions has even been available this month because of the ongoing government shutdown. The regulators decided to cut the key rate for the second time this year by a 10-2 vote. The bank's Open Market Committee lowered its benchmark overnight borrowing rate to a range of about 3.75 to 4%. Hurricane Melissa still packing strong winds. Michael Brennan, the director of the National Hurricane Center, says life-threatening danger is just beginning for Jamaica, now dealing with the aftermath.
We still have tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, the potential for 6 to 12 inches of additional rainfall.
President Trump appears to be ruling out a third term in office.
Trump has been publicly
a majestic Norway.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice.
Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree has been chosen. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
A majestic Norway spruce from just outside Albany, New York, has been chosen to take center stage in the plaza. Officials say the 75-foot spruce will be cut down November 6th. It traditionally gets a police escort down to Manhattan, arriving 2 days later, where more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights will be set up on it, along with a 900-pound Swarovski crystal star on top. The tree lighting is December 3rd. After the holiday season ends, the tree becomes lumber for Habitat for Humanity to use for housing projects for families in need. Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. One U.S. senator says it's time for the U.S. to stand up for Christians being persecuted in China.
Republican Ted Budd of North Carolina has written a lengthy article in The Hill pointing out the details of Beijing's latest crackdown on Christians. Budd says it's time for the U.S. to punish the Communist Party for its increasing violations of international religious freedom statutes, adding, quote, any Chinese official who is responsible for or has directly carried out abuses against religious groups must face strict U.S. sanctions. He's also introduced a sanctions bill in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again now that a nearly month-long pause ended. It had been because of federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. By doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under that federal law. This is SRN News. Air traffic controllers say the shutdown is making air travel less safe. National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels.
They already do it 6 days a week, understaffed. There were 3,800 certified controllers short right now. And then we said, figure out how to do it without pay is completely unacceptable on every level, to add that weight, stress, and pressure to them. There is no day that's going to go by where there's not going to be more issues that are mounted from this and that come to light.
Controllers have urged air passengers to contact their representatives to end the shutdown, get everybody back to work. Gamble and you may lose. Run an illegal gambling racket as part of a major scam nationwide, and you could lose big. The Miami Heat says NBA guard Terry Rozier will not receive his salary while on leave due to his arrest on federal gambling charges. His salary, about $26.6 million this season, will be held pending the outcome of that case. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.